Hi everyone, it's Steve from Mouse Chat. This is part two of our Disneyland trip report. In this report, we're going to start back with Lisa comparing the attractions at Walt Disney World to Disneyland. And then at the end of this show, we have listener questions. Enjoy.
Let's see, Small World. A couple things that I noticed about that is the Small World in Disney World is... The water, if I'm remembering it correctly, but the water is, it's like you're in a pool. You're in a pool. And then in land, you're in a little water slide canal and your boat goes through the canal. So there's a clear tube. I don't even know how to describe it, but there's space between the boat because you're in this little canal and the and the decorations, the attraction itself. What they also did with this one is they put movie characters in for the different countries. They had Pinocchio and Cinderella, Aladdin. They had Alice in what was clearly the UK, Three Caballeros, and they put Ariel and Nemo in Hawaii with Lilo and Stitch. They had Jesse and Woody. I think that was Australia. It was very Western. But it was interesting to see the incorporation of the characters into the attraction. One thing I did notice overall, you asked me earlier about my first impression. I noticed that the characters in Disneyland interact in the crowds. They go out there and they do that stuff you see in commercials. Versus the queue lines that you have in Disney World. So we saw Pluto on Main Street with a map in front of his face, trying to figure out where to go, and he's walking around and being goofy. Well, no pun there, but then later we saw Chippendale looking for hats at one of the vendor carts and, you know, trying this on and goofing off and kind of playing with the kids. And I liked that. I like to see that interaction, and I haven't seen much of that in Disney World. What else? Tower of Terror was different, but we didn't get over to California Adventure yet. But Tower of Terror, slightly different. You don't go forward. You just go up the shaft and then up and down. There's no...
Yeah, it doesn't come out of the shaft, go through that scene, and go into another shaft like it does at Disney World.
Mm-hmm. These are just random notes that I took. The Aladdin show was absolutely superb. The genie was wonderful. He was hilarious. Oh, that's another news story. Darn. The magic carpet flies over the audience when they're taking their romantic... Whole New World ride. And on Sunday's show, this last Sunday, the carpet flipped over. And they're secured in there. But it was funny that we had just seen the show and then the news came out. So I could actually understand what they were talking about for that aspect of the show. So a little bit of a news clip there. But the genie, he had modern humor, which I didn't care for a whole lot of that. Talking about his belly and Beyonce's belly, and they look the same right now, and things like that. You don't need it to make the show good. You don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of Twitter jokes and Facebook jokes, and that they intersperse in there.
And you don't need that because the people that are there are fans of Aladdin. You don't have to, you know, do that to it. I saw them in a lot of places, I saw them doing landscaping and pruning the flowers and taking care of everything. And usually that's done off hours, but it didn't bother me to see it when the park was open. You know, everyone was just taking care of the park. It was nice.
Yeah, they were actually wiping the lamppost on the entry road, you know, because they got wet at night. And they actually had people out there wiping off the street lamps. From the base up as high as they could reach in the mornings. So, yeah, they were definitely keeping everything clean. And then they're redoing, you know, the hotels. We went over to the Disneyland Hotel. The new pool is open with the monorail slide and the new tiki bar area with a lot of the Adventures Club stuff is over there. And they got this really nice tree with tiki torches and lights over it where you can eat outside and little heaters set up. And it's really cool over there. They got like an outdoor fireplace that you can sit at. And they're doing the lobby now at the Disneyland Hotel. They're remodeling that, so that's all boarded off. So it looks like they're sprucing up the hotels and getting all of Disneyland that, you know, hasn't been redone, cleaned up, and California Adventure has got walls everywhere. So they're trying to get everything ready, I think, for when Cars Land opens up.
Mm-hmm. Just two interesting, well, maybe not so much, but two things that I noticed is the cast members seem to wear an awful lot of makeup in California. It used to be years ago, minimal makeup, very strict makeup guidelines for cast members. And they've gone a little soft on those. They've lightened up, but I don't see in Disney World as much makeup as I saw in Disneyland. The lines were short, which was great. We didn't have a wait over 15 minutes, probably.
Yeah, and we utilized the fast passes real well and the baby swaps real well for things that we needed them. So, I mean, we had Star Tours. We went on Star Tours 4 or 5 times and Thunder Mountain a bunch of times. And
mm-hmm. Yep.
And then swapped off with the kids.
One thing that bothered me, because we did go on Haunted Mansion quite a few times, in the one area, they're doing their little speech, and it says, they're talking about Jack Skellington. And I know this is picky, but this is me. It says, Jack's gift was like no other. No, it said Jack's gift was unlike no other. And I listened again to make sure. That doesn't make sense. That's like saying, I could care less. The phrase is, I couldn't care less, and this should be, Jack's gift was unlike any other.
Mm.
And
well, I would tell you to write a letter, but they'll probably open a file.
They've got a file on me, trust me.
The cast members were really nice, too.
Yeah, the cast members were very nice. And someone asked me, were they, you know, how do you compare the service that you received, the interaction? And just like anywhere, you're going to have a couple of sour apples, and you're going to have some stars that shine. And I think overall, everyone was great.
Yeah.
You know, our waiter, he wasn't bad, but not what I expected for dinner. But our brunch waiter, impeccable. So,
yeah. And then at the hotel, they have, you know, like story time at night by the fireplace. It's similar to Wilderness Lodge, but up with
sing-alongs too.
Yeah, and they have a guy who plays guitar by the fireplace that does songs with the kids, and they have a piano player.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of fun.
There's
things.
A whole schedule, I think, of entertainment and activities mm-hmm. at the resort that they give you when you check in, and yeah, I found it the Grand Californian to be like a cross between Wilderness Lodge and like Grand Floridian.
Yeah,
you know, it's like very, the Grand,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's like Grand Floridian with the
Wilderness
theme. Lodge
theme.
With, you know, and everything's like the floor is marble and it's all inlaid with all these pretty patterns. So everything's like spruced up.
The lobby is just immense. It's great. I mean, it's really impressive. You walk through those sliding doors and
holy cow, those doors themselves.
Yeah, the doors were
I didn't even know how to get into the resort. I'm like, oh, over here. Okay, this is where we go. Because it just looks like this beautiful window or I don't know.
Yeah. It is really, really nice. I mean, it's a completely different experience, I think, Disneyland as a whole, you know, but I think it's something that every Disney fan needs to go out and see, you know, and experience, because Disneyland is different, and I'm glad to see they take really good care of it.
Yeah, everything was really taken care of well. Everything's super close. You would just walk everywhere. Spend a lot of time at Downtown Disney, day at the
nice.
Pool.
I mean, the Downtown Disney's even different. I mean, with the types of shops available.
Very different.
Yeah.
Completely different feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amber did the makeover at Disney 365.
Studio 365.
Yeah. And she loved that, where they do your hair and makeup, and it's similar to like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, but more of a rock star makeover type thing.
Yeah, yeah. Just a store that, you don't see, right. And
And it was nice because the lady that did her hair, and actually all the ladies that were doing the hair in there, if it wasn't perfect, they did it again. You know, whether they were rolling something up or twisting it this way or that way. If, you know, it looked a little bumpy or hairs were sticking out, they did it again. And it did take probably an hour and 20 minutes for the whole process for Amber. But, you know, she looked really cool afterwards. And she thought she was something else.
Yeah. She didn't wash it for like 3 days.
Yeah. She didn't wash it until last night. No, Sunday.
Until you made her. Yeah, they do makeup and the hair and all the sparkly stuff and
yeah,
whole can of hairspray.
But it was really nice because, yeah, instead of a whole can of whipped cream, it's a whole can of hairspray. Talking about the kitchen sink. But Brooke is the two-year-old almost, and she wanted to know what was going on. She wanted to sit in the chair. And after Amber was done, they did put Brooke in the chair, and they put on a little bit of makeup and put some glitter in her hair and made her feel like she had gone through the process. And, you know, they just made her feel special. And that was nice. They didn't have to do that. We'd paid. We'd checked out. We were just kind of, you know, looking in the store. And Brooke crawled up on the chair, and she's like wanting to get all prettied up. And they did. It was nice.
Hmm.
Anything real quick over at California Adventure?
Trying to think.
You know, California Adventure is nice, but it kind of seems like the park where, I don't know, it has a loosely themed...
It's a catch-all.
...Hollywood Studios feel, but it's
well,
like,
got
okay...
Bugs Life from Animal Kingdom. They've got Tower of Terror from Studios.
They have the boardwalk area.
They have Soarin'.
Yeah.
They have the boardwalk area. Toy Story, you know, they've got different things from different parks in Florida, Muppet Vision. I was disappointed because California Screamin' was closed. So not only was Pirates closed, Screamin' was closed.
Yeah, Screamin' was closed
awesome.
For rehab.
And, it's too bad.
And then the Goofy Learn to Fly, that was closed.
Oh, the new only when Goofy we were Flight there. Goofy Flight School, which just opened, which is like, which looks like an off-the-shelf kid roller coaster that they've added Goofy to. It was like right by our hotel room. So every time I was out there, you could hear them, you know, over the loudspeaker. Yeah, over the loudspeaker. Okay, testing car number two. You know, it was
that
like
was one thing we could
all week because it was always down. So they just opened it, but it has definitely has problems.
Well, I mean, California Adventure is a park in flux. I mean, I guess Cars Land opens up.
Yeah.
What next year?
Cars Land looks really cool from
what
you can see from
the Radiator Springs.
I mean, it's going to totally look like Radiator Springs. Yeah, it's about 12 acres. I mean, it's a big part of the park, and you know, the entrance now at California Adventure has just changed over to look like Hollywood Studios. You know,
and that's all boarded up.
They're working
street.
On changing over the street, but you know, the artist renderings of what it's going to look like, the old Hollywood, you know, the way Walt Disney saw it when he first came, you know, to California, that's going to be great. But yeah, I mean, if you're thinking about, well, geez, when should we do Disneyland, you know, in California Adventure, you know, maybe hold off till next year. Yeah. You know, when this stuff is completed.
When everything's done, it's going to be cool. And the Little Mermaid ride is really cool. And we had like super short line for that as well. I mean, it was like 10 minutes, but we hit it first thing.
Not even.
Yeah, it was like pretty much a walk on.
I think our longest line was the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
The fun
but the Little Mermaid is nice.
Yeah, that's good because that's the same one that's going to be opening up in Fantasyland. So good to see that.
Bugs Land was fun.
Bugs Land is really cool. It's super. It's really well done. It's great for Brooke and Amber, and it has.
And there's a lot that we could go on too.
Yeah, and we rode. I think everything in the. It's all themed really well, and all the rides
and
tie
Heimlich's
back to the
choo-choo
movies.
Train. I like that one.
That's
when we did
cute.
That because we rode through the watermelon and the graham cracker smell, and you know, they had. It was one of those scent rides where you can smell the things as you go through.
And yeah, he eats an apple, and you go by the apple on the little train, and then he eats a watermelon, and you go through that, and it drips on you and smells like watermelon. And then he eats animal crackers, and you go through an animal cracker box, and it smells like animal crackers, and Brooke liked that. But in comparison, we did Knott's Berry Farms for a day, and the kid Snoopy Camp whatever land over there is, it's just like a rundown
carnival
sideshow compared to the Bugs Life land over at Disneyland, which is like completely themed, very nice, clean, professional.
And if we do a 2-minute review of Knott's Berry Farm, Steve pointed out that you either go to Camp Snoopy and you get to be a baby and ride the baby rides, or you ride the roller coasters. They don't have those in-between rides where the whole family can ride something. There wasn't a single thing we could all do together.
It's tough because it's all cement and it's all roller coasters. And roller coasters are great and cool, but I just can't ride like 15 roller coasters one after another. It's just, and with no theming, just hop on, get off, get on the next one. They're just intertwined everywhere. So if you're that age where you like roller coasters, then Knott's Berry Farm is good. But it's not like I can go see a 3D movie and then go see a really nice show and then do...
They're just different kinds of parks.
Then do a Toy Story shooting game or, it's just roller coaster, roller coaster, roller coaster all day. And I only rode one. Lisa got on all of them with Amber. I started feeling sorry for her.
Yeah. Well, they have their big wooden roller coaster is called Ghost Rider.
Yeah, Ghost Rider.
And I went on that with Amber. And yeah, it's a sign of old age or something, but I wanted to get off it just a few seconds into it. It just hurt my body and my neck and my head, and it hurt my stomach, and I wanted off. And it was the worst roller coaster I've ever been on. I will never go on it again. And we get off, and Amber's like, oh, can we go again? Can we go again? I said, no. And I'm trying to be cool about it. No, no, we're going to go on to something else. And she said, well, what about Daddy? Can we get Daddy to go? I said, I wouldn't do that to him. I could never encourage him to go on this. And so she gets off, and she asks Daddy, and Daddy's not real keen on the idea. She's tall enough to ride by herself, so Steve walked her through the line, put her on the ride. She rode it again by herself, loved it, and wanted to do it again. And it just, it's got to be, I'm too old for these things. Because my neck and...
Yeah, wooden roller coasters like beat you to death. And they've got all, and that's the only wooden one they have. And then they have all the sleek, new, crazy, modern ones that spin you around. And Amber could get on every one of them, and she's just turned 6. She can get on every one of them except for 2 of them that were like 54 inches that you had to be. And she wanted on those bad, but she was just under it by an inch or so. So those 2 she couldn't get on. But I couldn't believe that she could even get on those things.
Yeah.
I don't remember riding those kind of rides at 6 years old. And it was a weekday when we did Knott's Berry Farms, and it was completely dead. I mean,
everything was
walk on. Everything was pretty much you and a handful of people.
Well,
and
it was to the point where they'd let you stay on.
Yeah,
you ride again.
You could just ride
again.
Yeah, there was no lines.
That horse one where they lock your legs in.
Yeah, they have one that would be good for like a Tron makeover, where you're like riding a horse, or you could do like the same thing with riding a motorcycle, and you're like sitting on it, and then behind your legs, these little automatic things come in to pin your legs, and then something comes up from the back, and it pushes against your back. So you're pushed in from
the
back.
Very strange.
And you're locked in on your legs, and then you're holding on to this horse, and it's like some stampede type thing, and it runs you through a barn and a bunch of different things.
Just a barn.
Yeah, kind of does a loop and goes through a barn and comes back around. So I rode that. That was fun.
Yeah.
But you could see how they could do a Tron ride if Tron was actually popular.
Yeah, one of those.
In the same type thing.
Those racers.
Oh, well, then we also had the other thing that Bob mentioned earlier is they also have like good, healthy options for like quick service. They have like sandwich places. They have a lot more than just hamburgers and hot dogs, although we did have our share of hamburgers. But we had, what was it, the broccoli cheese soup over at California Adventure?
Yeah, they had a sourdough bowl or, you know, a loaf, and they turned it into the bowl. And we had the broccoli cheese soup. All three of us had it. Four of us, really. And it was wonderful.
Yeah, so they have a lot of good places to eat. And then also being real close to the hotel, you can go out. And having a car, we went to some local Denny's type thing called Coco's that's really just down the street from the hotel to save some money and do something. And that was good as well.
Well, we got soup and salad there, which was a nice change. And Amber got her pancakes, and it was good. The soup was great, and the salad was good too. So,
yeah, and it was kids free.
Yeah, kids free. So it's a good option if you're staying on property or off. Let's go ahead and go to a couple of listener questions and comments. Bob, who has written to us this week?
The first comes from Matt, and he writes, "Hello, I look forward to your podcast every week. The cast of your show really has a good chemistry for working together." Oh, thank you. We think so, too.
We do.
My question is this. What is the one single most overrated and the one single most underrated ride in all of Walt Disney World? I would love to hear the opinion on this from each host of the show. Keep up the great work, Matt.
Okay. Bob, do you want to start with that?
Sure. Most overrated, in my opinion, Soarin' in Epcot. I mean, yes, it's a good attraction, but why this ride has, you know, a 2-hour wait time and, you know, between Christmas and New Year's as much as a 4-hour wait time is beyond me. I mean, it's not that good of a ride. Also, they need to fix the screen.
Distracting.
Been over that, yes. Most underrated, I think the new Star Tours is underrated because I think a lot of people think that it's going to be too rough or it's just for Star Wars geeks and, oh, I don't know anything about the film, so I won't enjoy it. And they're really, really missing out on a great, you know, attraction. And it's something everybody should experience, especially since, you know, the Star Tours 2, you know, redesign. And that each ride is different. Makes it a great new experience and enjoyable.
Okay. Chris, what would you say is the most underrated?
I think the most underrated attraction at Disney World is Tom Sawyer Island. It's just a lot of fun for kids. It's sort of a way to kind of disconnect from all the craziness and the noise that's going on in the rest of the Magic Kingdom. Get on the little ferry boat, go over there. The kids can run around. There's nowhere that they can get hurt unless they're really clever, and they can explore and stretch their legs. And
sounds
I think
like
a
challenge.
I know. I think a lot of people miss it. So, and I would say the most overrated is Space Mountain. It stunk. So, yeah, I don't like it. I would never go on it again.
Well, it stunk because you ruined it for everybody.
No, I did not ruin it for everybody. It was lame. I don't know. I didn't have
it
my eyes
lame.
Open.
It was lame.
Shut up.
But you could open your eyes.
I don't think lame is a word I would use
not
for Space
screamed.
Mountain.
It was. I mean, it didn't even like the seats. They were just weird. So, anyway.
Okay. Okay, Steve.
I guess underrated, and it's not really attraction. It's just doing the little things. It's just a lot of people seem to want to go and hit the e-ticket attractions and go to the next park and park and do them again. But, I mean, we had a lot of fun doing Brooke's first haircut at Main Street, and that's something that a lot of people don't think about, you know, just going and doing that and getting her ears and taking photos and having fun or watching the Dapper Dans or just doing all the little things and not being set on a extreme schedule. And then I don't know about overrated.
All right, I'll jump in. As far as overrated, I'm kind of thinking Test Track.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, Amber loves that, and I do love the at the end, you know, the fast. But It's
I'm sorry. The noise was
it's kind of on target though.
The zooming noise was funny. That's
well, I had my hands moving too, so there was a visual as well, but that wasn't helping. But yeah, the zooming around at
it's
the
like
end
it just,
of the
it, it's like it gets good. It's like good and then it's over. It's like if it would just go
well,
10 miles an hour faster.
I mean, if the rumors are true, maybe this is why it's being redesigned.
Oh, that's right. There was something about that being redesigned.
Yeah, possibly at the end of summer. Yeah.
Huh.
Underrated? Underrated, I'm going to say, well, maybe it's not underrated. I was going to say Peter Pan's Flight, because I do love that ride. Oh, PhilharMagic. Maybe
that's a good one.
That one is awesome. You know, people think, oh, it's a movie. I don't want to go see it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Great, great 3D, especially the part with Ariel where she reaches out her hands.
Right.
That's very
I think 3D. I've mentioned it in the past that I'm not very perceptive to the 3D effects. You know, on Star Wars, I don't see it. I don't see it on a lot of the different rides. And I do see it in PhilharMagic. So I'm a tough cookie to crack on that.
Good one. Okay.
All right. Who else needs to go?
Lauren.
Me. Lauren.
All right. I guess overrated, and I know you're all going to yell at me for this one, Toy Story.
You know, I thought about that one, actually.
And I love the ride, but I think it's overrated. I don't think it warrants crazy waits. I don't know. I don't.
Well, it's tough. I mean, because I like going to the park, but I don't like waiting for pretty much anything now. So it's hard to wait.
Yeah, I mean, I think
90 minutes.
I think it's because of the lack of rides, you know, that the wait time is what it is, especially rides that families can do together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that I think contributes to it. But yeah, I would agree. Waiting 90 minutes for that is understandable.
And underrated, I have two. Go figure.
Because you can't follow the rules.
Because I just can't follow rules.
Such a rebel.
Flights of Wonder.
I don't even know what that
underrated?
Is.
Underrated?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people really know about it.
Is that the bird show?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Steve. Yeah, that's why it's underrated.
The other
I thought it was like If You Have Wings.
The other one is Turtle Talk.
Oh, see, I've never even watched that either.
Oh, that's a funny one.
I love Turtle Talk, and I think that I don't think many people even really know it.
Turtle Talk with Crush inside, you know, the living seas.
Yep.
You know,
we haven't. I don't think we've done that.
It's great because it's just like the Laugh Floor or the Laugh Floor.
It's interactive.
It's interactive. Crush interacts with the audience, and it's
and
great because he'll interact with
fun.
The kids. Yeah, and he'll interact with the kids, and he'll, you know, he'll pull out items that he found in the ocean, and he'll ask them what they are, and he'll make comments. And
yeah,
and,
he'll say, "Oh, you know, the little fellow in the red shell," because he's got a red T-shirt on. It's cute.
Yeah, I mean, the kids can be really funny because they'll just blurt out things. So it makes for an interesting show. So yeah, those are good ones. Okay.
Oh, you know what else is underrated? Kim Possible.
Yeah.
Never even done it.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's
good with kids. I don't know if I don't know if I'd do it on my own, but it's good. It's good because Amber was like 4 and she believed that everything was real, and she's like, okay, they're telling we got to get away from this place because someone might see us. So she was like really into it. So that's why it was fun.
Well, and we prepped her with some Kim Possible.
Yeah, we watched the shows before
so she knew
we went.
The characters
so
and
knew.
The whole premise.
Yeah.
But I swear by Kim Possible.
What about Carousel of Progress?
That was my other one. It really was. Yeah, that's a must do for us every time we go. But never a wait for that one.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I know we didn't get to do it last time.
I've done it, and I don't know. The last time we did it, it was like, yeah, that's enough.
You know what? At Disneyland, the Carousel of Progress, they still have the building because I guess they moved it there after the World's Fair, then they moved it to Disney World. And it still rotates, but it's Interventions. So it's kind of strange.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got an overrated. Mm-hmm. It's not Autotopia because that's Disneyland. The Cars.
Oh gosh, yeah, the cars,
that's
the Indy cars.
Indy, yeah.
Oh yeah. Although I have to say, going there with an 8 or 9 year old boy, that's huge for them. Mm. My son loved that. I mean, he felt so proud that he was driving.
Yeah. I still like them.
Yeah,
and that's the appeal is kids love the feel like, you know, to feel like they're driving, which is
it's kind of fun when the car goes back and forth like bam 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 because your kid can't keep. You know, can't drive straight.
Yeah. And then they overcompensate this way and then overcompensate that way.
Yeah.
You know, oh, here's another overrated one. Well, maybe it's not overrated. Maybe it's just where it is. The Tiki Room.
Oh, no, I disagree.
I think the Tiki Room is overrated by Disney. I'm sorry, George. I know you listen to the show. I think the Tiki Room is overrated by Disney geeks.
It's one of those classic ones that nobody wants to change. But then when you go, like we saw the original one at Disneyland, and it's like, okay, yeah, that's the original Tiki Room. And I'm sure it's the same now at Disney World.
All the geeks.
I'm actually looking forward to that when I go.
But like once, you know, it's not like I could do it all the time.
When they went back to the original show, the Disney message boards that for the really hardcore Disney geeks were just like burning up. It was almost like a girl had talked to one of those guys. They were that excited.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was the next best thing. Meow. Yeah. That was, you know, Kitty's got claws. You know.
Hey, are you one of those guys, Bob?
No. Hey, I know how to land a woman. Thank you very much.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but then like 2 months later, it'll just die. I gotta think, you know, it's cool that it's the original because I didn't like the other one, but I don't know. I think it's just not exciting.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think this is a good one for comments and questions from listeners. You know, let's turn the tables, and you know, I'd like to hear other viewpoints. But Matt, you know, hopefully that answers your question. You know. As far as what we think is overrated and underrated.
Maybe we can put some of these questions on Facebook and we'll get some listener feedback.
And then just the other listener comment, it's not a question, but real quick, just include this. It says, this is from Susan, and she writes, I just wanted to say thanks for providing me with some much-needed entertainment and daily dose of Disney. I've been laid up in bed with pneumonia for over a week now. Ooh. Watching TV proved too taxing. I accidentally but happily came across your podcast, which was cheery, informative, and comforting. Finally, after taking more antibiotics than Charlie Sheen after a long weekend in Vegas, I'm starting to feel better. Silly. Now, Susan, he's not taking antibiotics. He's taking crack.
Well, he probably has to take antibiotics after a weekend with actions.
Yes, probably does. You're right. Thanks again for the best medicine of all. Smiles. Signed, your new and loyal fan, Susan.
Thank you.
And, she does include a PS, but with a link to a video, but I can't read off the link, and it's
okay. Let's skip that.
Yeah. So.
And hopefully by the time you hear this, you're going to be doing better.
Yes.
Thank you. It really means a lot. I mean, it does. It sounds like a little thing, but when people send us an email like that, it really makes our day. Bob, who's so jaded.
You know what? We've moved into a new realm. Mouse chatters are now healing the sick.
We are.
I never thought I'd hear that.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say that.
Do you know what? I mean, go ahead.
You know, no, I was going to say, what does it say for us that she found us, like, during a feverish delusion?
Actually, that explains a lot.
It does.
She searched on alien abduction and Bob's page came up.
No doubt. Oh, we haven't mentioned his alien abduction lately.
Well,
do you have a belly button, Bob?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I do.
As a matter of fact.
Just checking. I know that sometimes the aliens will remove those.
Oh, no. Well, maybe on the next, you know, abduction. I don't know. I presume they'll be back for me.
No doubt.
Such a specimen.
I'm just awesome. But yeah, I mean, Susan, I hope that once the antibiotics wear off, you still listen. But we do appreciate, you know, all of our questions, all the comments. So keep them coming. We like to hear them.
Well, thank you for listening to our review of Disneyland, and you can catch us next week on Mouse Chat. We want to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net, and also if you go to iTunes, you can find us there. Please send us your comments or questions to comments@mousechat.net. Again, join us here next week on Mouse Chat.